This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, thank you indeed for taking 15 minutes of your busy Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to wrap up a series I've been preaching for months at the church now. We've finally caught up on the radio with where I'm at the church, and that is wrapping up our sermon series in the Gospel of Mark. We're going to look at chapter 16. We're going to look at, as I've been doing these last couple of weeks, piecing together the puzzle as we take a little bit out of each gospel. We're going to look at the first 8 or 9 verses out of Mark. We'll look at Matthew probably for a couple of verses. And our main point where we're going to camp out is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. As we look at Jesus on the road to Emmaus, as he all of a sudden starts walking alongside two disciples. That's where we're going to be probably Thursday and Friday of this week. But here it is Wednesday. You are invited here tonight out to Island Community Church for our midweek Bible study. We're wrapping up 1 Peter, and we'll probably set the guidelines and the tone for 2 Peter. So we're at least in 1 Peter chapter 5, and hopefully we'll get into 2 Peter as well. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Wednesday nights from 6 to about 7:15. Sundays we meet twice at 10:30 a.m. and back again at 6 p.m., 6 to 7:30 on Sunday nights. The ladies meet Monday night at 6:30 as well. So there's a whole bunch going on at Island Community Church. You are invited. I personally would love to see you tonight at 6 o'clock as we get through 1 Peter. But here now is the first part of this message from Mark chapter 16.
Finally, it looks like we might get some rain. I've been trying to watch this U.S. Open, the PGA, golf. Does anyone like golf? I once heard Jesus had this foursome out on the golf course. And Moses, Peter, and Jesus. So Peter hits this ball and gets lost in the fairway or lost in the rough. Moses gets up, shoots one that goes down the drink, down into the lake. Down it goes. So Jesus is next up. He hits one, goes into the water too. But his ball floats up to the top, and he walks out on water and hits another one down and two. So the fourth player gets up. He hits one into the water too. But that ball comes up. A largemouth bass comes, grabs it. A big eagle swoops down, grabs him by the tail, takes him, drops it in a hole, hole in one. So Jesus turned and said, "Nice shot, Dad." We're wrapping up our series here in the Gospel of Mark. Now let's pick it up. Chapter 15, starting in verse 42. Chapter 15, verse 42. I'll be in and out. Mostly the King James. We're going to start with the New King James. Hopefully as quite a flow, and you really won't be able to tell the difference. Mark chapter 15, verse 42. Now when evening had come, because it was a preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, it says in the New King James. I bet. Taking courage, he went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled that he was already dead. And summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Jesus. Then he bought fine linen, took him down, wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, observed where he was laid. Now this is just like God said it would be, 700 years earlier. Isaiah 53:8 says this, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he's put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he will see his seed, he will prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That's Isaiah 53:8 through 10. Now this text made the Ethiopian eunuch cry out, who is he talking about? Himself? Or some other. Imagine this text. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Now, it pleased the Lord to bruise him because God had the end result here in mind. As he does with you. It's a scripture verse that says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He's got the end in view for you as well. Anyhow, verse 9. They made his grave with the wicked and with the rich at his death. Now, chapter 16. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene married a mother of James and Salome. They bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Now, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you into Galilee. There you'll see him, as he said to you. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. Notice verse 7. It says, tell his disciples and Peter. Why do you suppose the angel added that? And Peter. Because Peter was down in the dumps over what he had just done. He hadn't been restored yet. So the angel says, tell these women and go and tell Peter too. What an encouragement this must have been to Peter. That is, that even when you fail in a catastrophic way, you too can be forgiven and restored back to God in Jesus' name. Even if you fail catastrophically, by like I like to say here, hand on a stack of Bibles, raises his right hand, and swears he's never heard of Jesus. It doesn't get much worse than that. Even you can be forgiven and restored. This is what Peter needed to hear. You go and tell the disciples and tell Peter too. you'll see Jesus again here coming up. He's going to be where he told you he was going to be. So the announcement's been made. Go and tell them Jesus is alive. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. We'll pick it up in verse 2. Now I'm in the King James. Now behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. Verse 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly. Come and go. Come and look. He's not here. Now go out and tell others about it. Go quickly and tell his disciples. He's risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, or tomb, with fear and great joy. And they did run to bring his disciples word. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, some of Jesus' disciples were unaware of this happening. Or they just flat out just didn't believe. And they started leaving town. Even Peter himself says, you know what? I'm going fishing. You see, that's what he used to do. He went back to going what he used to do before he found God. And this is what people do. You go back to what you were doing before, remember? Back hanging around with the people you used to hang around with. Back doing what you were doing before. Peter goes, you know what? I'm going fishing. Satan probably told him, you know, it's too late for you, bub. You've committed the unpardonable sin. It's too late for you. Just don't even try. He's not going to forgive you. Why don't you go in your boat and go fishing again? See if you can catch yourself a largemouth bass or a couple of speckled herring. Because that's what the devil does. He tries to get you to believe that what you did, you can't be forgiven of. So just give it up and go back doing what you were doing before when I owned you in my back pocket. When he owned Peter in his back pocket, he was fishing. How about you? There is no sin too catastrophic that you've committed that you can't be forgiven of. Nothing. If you're convicted of it, you can be forgiven of it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
You spread out the skies over empty space, said let there be light to a dark and formless world. Your light was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts, said let there be light to a dark